Jay Sekulow, another Senate Democrat says no to President Obama's deal with Iran.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
This is one of the most serious national security, nuclear nonproliferation, arms control issues of our time. It is not an issue of supporting or opposing the president. This issue is much greater and graver than that. If Iran is to acquire a nuclear bomb, it will not have my name on it.
U.S. intelligence officials are on alert after new reports suggest ISIS has acquired an arsenal of banned chemical weapons. This comes after the terrorist group is believed to potentially use those chemical weapons, like mustard gas, on the Kurdish forces in Syria and Iraq.
Reports out of Moscow saying that the S-300 missile system sale is going to be finalized within the coming days. Given the five-year extension of the arms embargo on Iran as a part of the JCPOA, does this sale undermine the JCPOA?
So our position on this sale has been known for some time, and we continue to have concerns about the transfer of the S-300. And Secretary Kerry has spoken previously to Foreign Minister Lavrov about those concerns. We've been making very clear that our objections to any sale of this missile system to Iran for quite some time. While we certainly object to it, the Secretary also has spoken clearly about Russia's helpful role in getting us to where we got on the Iran deal. It is important to remember that the Iran deal is not a U.S.-Iran deal, it's a P5+1 Iran deal, and that every party to the agreement has responsibilities and obligations to keep, and it's Secretary Kerry's expectation that all of them will.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We're up on Facebook mentions. We're up on Periscope as well. So those of you that are watching or listening to the broadcast via those mediums, you know how to get engaged in the conversation. Put it in your comments. Post those comments, and we'll get to it. Folks, let me encourage you to call early here, 1-800-684-3110. Here's the lead today. The Obama administration's filed an objection with the Russian government as the Russians move ahead with a sale of missiles to Iran. So despite a ban on arms shipments to Iran under international sanction, Russia appears now willing to proceed with the sale of an advanced, what's called an S-300 surface-to-air missile to Iran in a development which is triggering objections from the Obama administration. I'm going to go to Jordan and Than on this right away. This is a breaking news development here. The fact is, I don't think this is shocking. I think it pretends a very bad development, but nobody should be shocked that the Russians are in alignment with the Iranians, and now that the deal's moving forward, they're going to be much cozier. Jordan?
Yeah, they were happy to do this even a few years ago, and they ultimately called off this deal, the S-300 missile defense system, because of international pressure. But as you just mentioned, that international pressure has significantly changed, and with the removal of the UN sanctions, while this still may, it still certainly is questionable whether it violates international law, it's much easier for Russia to make the case that they can move forward with a deal like this now.
And Than, what about the political ramifications of this, right? Especially right now when we're going to talk about this afterwards with another Democratic senator coming out as no. What are the political ramifications of this?
I think it just shows to these senators, Jay, who have to vote on this deal, who this deal benefits. It benefits Iran and it benefits Russia. And let me just say this. If this is happening now, can you imagine how bad this will get when the arms embargo lifts altogether? This is even before that embargo lifts.
Well, I'll tell you that here's the problem, and I think this is the fundamental issue that we've got to deal with, and I know we've got comments coming in via Facebook and Periscope, and we'll get to those after the break. But, folks, you've got an alignment with Russia and Iran that is now significant. We reported on this 2 weeks ago when the ships came there. Now we have reports also coming out of Iran that Ayatollah Khomeini, this report in the Jerusalem Post, is making it clear that Iran will continue to fund Hezbollah and Hamas. So this is a very, very serious situation, and it puts Christians at risk. Why has the administration done this? Why this policy now in the Middle East? We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let me urge you also, get in that conversation early, folks. But we want to stop the ISIS genocide and stop the genocide of Christians generally in the Middle East and stop funding these jihadist governments. You could join this petition, which now has 29,000 signatures, at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. With ISIS on the prowl, react now. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
ISIS, the Islamic State, is brutal beyond words. It's beheading, raping, and selling Christians. Hundreds of thousands of Christians have been forced to flee or die, to abandon their lives or allow their children to be sold as sex slaves. For more than a year now, the Islamic State's jihadist army has been on a bloody rampage, profiting from genocide and tracking down Christians for sale and slaughter. ISIS kidnaps Christians and massacres them. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we've been aggressively working in Congress and through our global offices, including in the region, to defend persecuted Christians. We're leading the charge. Send a powerful message to the President and Congress. Stop the genocide of Christians. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. When it was first released last fall, Rise of ISIS skyrocketed to the top, becoming a number one New York Times bestseller. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team revealed the brutality of ISIS, the Islamic State, putting a much-needed spotlight on this real and present danger. Now this best-selling book, Rise of ISIS, has been revised and updated with critical new insight and new analysis. Find out how ISIS continues to expand, to dominate, to unleash unspeakable violence against Christians and others, and find out what needs to be done to stop them. A revised and updated edition of Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is available now at bookstores nationwide. Or you can order a copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Rise of ISIS, available now.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. So Ayatollah Khomeini, he makes it very clear that Iran will continue its support of its basically proxy war, and that is, of course, with the situation funding Hamas and Hezbollah. At the same time, the Russians are going ahead with a sale of SAM missiles, S-300 series, which is an advanced series, surface-to-air missiles to Iran. And the United States spokesperson, the Secretary of State spokesperson, we have that soundbite? Can we go ahead and let's play? This is their response to this.
While we certainly object to it, the Secretary also has spoken clearly about Russia's helpful role in getting us to where we got on the Iran deal.
So I guess the payoff for that helpful role is that they get to send weapons, including missiles, to the Russian from Russia to the Iranians. That's their payoff. How are you reacting to this? Is our government leading us this way? We want your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We've got comments coming in already by Periscope, but folks, if you want to call, 800-684-3110.
That's right. A lot of comments, a lot of people asking about Israel and how this impacts Israel.
Okay, very, very negatively. And I'm going to go to Jordan on this first, but the reality is that Israel in the region is the most vulnerable, I think, to a regional conflict than they've been in a long time. And if the Russians, who are anti-Israel, of course, are now sending SAM missiles to the Iranians, Jordan, this does not bode well for the Jewish state.
No, this would make it, you know, if this S-300 missile system was installed, and we talked about this, this was back in 2010, the first time that Russia was trying to deliver on this contract. They ultimately canceled that because of international pressure. Here we are back again. This is one of the most sophisticated anti-aircraft systems that you can get in the world. And so if Iran has got these deployed, especially around, you know, nuclear facilities, it just changes significantly the balance of power. Not only now a nuclear Iran okayed by the world, but a nuclear Iran with these kind of sophisticated weapons to protect sites, which they may be ultimately developing nuclear weapons at.
Yeah, this is the development, to say it's troubling, is an understatement. Then let's look at the political situation here. The Hill, I love the headline in The Hill, key Democrat to oppose Iran deal. This is Bob Menendez on Tuesday. This was yesterday announced his opposition to President Obama's nuclear deal. He joins Chuck Schumer. Right now, if there was a vote today, we needed to explain to people, if there was a vote today, what would happen to the president's deal with Iran if there was a vote today?
Well, at least 56 senators, including Bob Menendez, who, by the way, saying he's a key Democrat is actually an understatement. He was the lead negotiator for the Democrats on the Iranian Review Act until Ben Cardin stepped in. So one of the most influential Democrats, Bob Menendez, and also Chuck Schumer, would vote with 54 Republicans. So that would be 56 members of the United States Senate, Jay. I'm very confident that it is going to clear the House. The question will be, do they get to 60 votes to overcome a filibuster, and do they have the 67 votes to override a veto? But at the bare minimum, the United States Senate is going to, a majority of the United States Senate is going to reject this deal. It will be the president going on his own.
I mean, this is, look, folks, I mean, I want you to understand the significance of this issue. You're going to have the United States House and Senate, we've all been working on this, and you all played a key part in this, have been working really hard in this. And this is an issue of real ramifications. Listen to Bob Menendez's comment. I mean, this is his comment, number 15.
I have looked into my own soul, and my devotion to principle may once again lead me to an unpopular course. But if Iran is to acquire a nuclear bomb, it will not have my name on it.
That is very, very strong words. But here's the, I want to, if you don't understand the political process here, a majority of the House and Senate, right now, if the vote was today, if they allowed the vote, would turn down the president's deal. And right now, he would go ahead and sign that deal because they don't think they could override his veto. He would reject the people's representatives in that way. Does this surprise you? And what do you think the consequences of this action? Now we know that Russia's already selling weaponry to Iran. What do you think the repercussions of this are for Israel? We'll take in your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110, and a lot of comments coming in via Periscope and Twitter as well, and at Jay Sekulow, by the way, on Twitter.
That's right. You can join us live now, Jay Sekulow on Facebook, Jay Sekulow on Twitter, and Jay Sekulow on Periscope. On Facebook and Periscope, we're broadcasting live. Be a part of the breaks. Be a part of the show. Get your questions or comments in there. And we have one comment that came in via Facebook from Ronald. He said, what did the administration think would happen when these sanctions were lifted? Obviously, this seems like another Wile E. Coyote moment for this administration.
Well, I mean, Jordan, my theory is this. I mean, I think that the president has this unbelievable level of trust with the Iranian regime, and they have done nothing to earn it. In fact, since the day they signed, the deal was agreed to, before it's been approved by the Senate, but agreed to, he's now said, and we read that report, that he is going to, that the Iranians are going to continue to fund Hezbollah and Hamas, which puts Israel in an unbelievably bad spot. And the Russians are sending them weapons, including individual warships as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so this is, you know, you've got a changing of the world stage and how this is set up. I mean, with Russia doing this and moving forward with a deal, remember, international pressure caused them to cancel a deal back in 2010, and this is how long they've been waiting. We forget the patience level of the world. They want to do business, and the business they want to get involved in with Iran has to do with arms sales and weapons sales. It's a huge business for Russia. They've been waiting to export this, and now they feel like they can under the new international agreements.
Yeah, and this is, I think it creates also, it's putting the Israeli military in an alert situation. There's no doubt about it. Logan, you said a lot of comments are coming in.
A lot of comments on both sides of the issue. We just got one from Zen on Periscope. She said, don't you think the Obama's nuclear deal is better than none? He's able to go in and look anytime.
But he can't go in and look anytime. You have to give 24-hour notice, 24 days notice, excuse me. You can't go to military sites, which, by the way, Zen, that's where they store the material. And they, in 24 days, they can move it anywhere. I mean, you know, Than, it's hard for me to imagine, and I know the politics of the situation are just this way, that we're in a situation where we have the majority votes in the House and Senate, but this president's going to ignore it, and if we don't get it, if we can't get cloture, he'll just sign the deal, and even if we got cloture, he'll veto it.
You know, I think the real question for this administration, Jay, is when are they going to wake up? Because I think back to the testimony of Secretary Kerry back early in this process, actually the same week that ISIS was releasing videos beheading Christians.
Right.
And what was his testimony? His testimony was that the world is the safest it's been in the
we
last
have that
century.
Bite? We're going to find that bite because that's the John Kerry bite where he says the world's the safest place it's ever been. And by the way, he's saying that. And when we reported yesterday, 170 at least, and folks, it could be 370. I mean, there's, you know, we know what we can report based on the data we're given. There's 170 Christians that were taken captive last week. ISIS is now in Libya. These Christians they've taken, the women and the children are sold into slavery, the men are beheaded and crucified. We sent out an email alert to this, by the way, to everybody on our database. You should be getting our email alerts. I'm holding it up to our Periscope and Facebook friends. You need to get this and share this with your friends. But we also need to sign this petition. We need to not have this deal with Iran. ISIS is out of control, and we need the Christians protected. And we don't need to be funding jihadists. And we still are. That's the irony of all of this. It's a tragic irony, but that is the irony of it. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Sign that petition now. Add your name. I urge you to support it.
We got a comment coming in from Denise on Facebook. She said, "Would you consider ISIS, Hamas, and Iran all one lump sum? I see they're all radical Islamists at this point."
Right. Well, I'm sure within... Well, with Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran leadership, there's no doubt that, and this is unusual, Jordan, because it's a Shia-Sunni situation, but they're still supporting Hamas and Hezbollah. But I think it's clear to say, and we got to do this really quickly, Jordan, come on a break, this is a very radical regime in place right now, and they are going to take this lift of sanctions and not only become nuclear, but create havoc, more havoc in that region.
That's right. I mean, you've got the Ayatollah pledging to continue to support anyone who will fight against Israel, anyone who will fight against Israel. So it crosses over into some of the Shia-Sunni divides, and it unites around this idea, this uniting idea that if we oppose Israel. Remember, Iran tried when the Muslim Brotherhood came to power in Egypt, backed by the Obama administration, tried to make inroads there for the first time with a majority Sunni force. Now, of course, ISIS has complicated things because Iran is fighting them through Hezbollah in Syria. But ultimately, when it comes to threatening Israel, they can look past the Shia-Sunni divide on that.
Absolutely.
One person just commented on Periscope. They said, "I signed the petition, Jay, but what good will it do if we can't override the veto?"
Well, because we'll have a majority of the American House and Senate saying no to this. And it doesn't mean, and we'll get to Than on that when we come back from the break, there are Democrats peeling off and Republicans that we were worried about are staying opposed. That's a good thing. I mean, the momentum is in our favor. And the president's having to sell this deal very aggressively. And then when the Russians start delivering weapons, that doesn't bode well. So what we need to do is sign that petition right now. Take action, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Everyone that's listening to me, let's take this momentum. With Bob Menendez peeling off and voting no against his own party's president, you need to do the same thing. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I urge you to make that call now and sign that petition. Remember, we're also in a matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. Back with more in a second.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. ISIS, the Islamic State, is brutal beyond words. It's beheading, raping, and selling Christians. Hundreds of thousands of Christians have been forced to flee or die, to abandon their lives or allow their children to be sold as sex slaves. For more than a year now, the Islamic State's jihadist army has been on a bloody rampage, profiting from genocide and tracking down Christians for sale and slaughter. ISIS kidnaps Christians and massacres them. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we've been aggressively working in Congress and through our global offices, including in the region, to defend persecuted Christians. We're leading the charge. Send a powerful message to the President and Congress. Stop the genocide of Christians. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
By the way, that's a song, the acoustic version of the song, Where I Stand. There is a more, what I would call, rock version of that song that we're going to play on Monday night for the Monday Night Jam. And a lot of you were on that last week, the last couple of weeks with us. We're going to continue doing that as long as you all want to hear it. We're going to keep doing that on Monday nights around 9 o'clock Eastern time. We've got a lot of calls coming and a lot of comments coming. We're going to try to get to all of them, so let's go right to the phones.
Let's jump to the phones. Jenny's calling from Maryland on line 4.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, thank you so much for everything that you do.
Yep.
My question was, do you think that possibly the Russians or the Iranians or the Iraqis already have compromised Hillary Clinton's server, and that's why we are being so cooperative?
Well, let me say this. Let's play for you. I mean, I like to lay out the evidence in this broadcast, so I'm going to play for you the interview with this just took place about a week ago with Scott Pelley from CBS News and Secretary of State Kerry. So this will highlight the problem with what Secretary of State Clinton has done here. Take a listen.
Do you think the Chinese and or the Russians are reading your emails?
The answer is it is very likely. It is not without, you know, outside the realm of possibility. And we know that they have attacked a number of American interests over the course of the last days.
It's very likely that your emails are being read?
It's very possible. There's no way for me, and I certainly write things with that awareness.
Which means, Jordan, of course, if the Russians are reading it, which meant the Iranians were reading it, including Hillary Clinton's, and how this isn't a criminal investigation by the FBI, I cannot even imagine this. The server, as we reported, I think it was yesterday, the day before, yesterday with Catherine Herridge from Fox News, was in a small company's bathroom in an apartment. That was the security of her server. But that statement from Secretary Kerry is frightening in what it's saying.
Well, that's right. I mean, basically, you've got the top U.S. government officials saying, well, yeah, that all these countries which have adverse interests to the United States are reading our emails and our communications. Then why communicate that way? There are other ways to communicate the information. You could even go old school and not communicate these things digitally that are highly sensitive matters. But you talked about the server being in the bathroom. It is a company, and people that work for this company were shocked to find this out, that Hillary Clinton had even used this company to store these emails. It's, of course, a firm that's got ties to Democrat politics and liberal politics. But the server's in the bathroom.
Yeah, servers in the bathroom. And by the way, this comes on the heels. Remember Kerry's, Secretary of State Kerry's, How the World is So Much Safer? Let's play that one, too.
Our citizens, our world today is actually, despite ISIL, despite the visible killings that you see and how horrific they are, we are actually living in a period of less daily threat to Americans and to people in the world than normally, less deaths. Less violent deaths today than through the last century.
Let me read you the email that I just sent out today, contrary to Secretary of State Kerry. ISIS is brutal beyond words. We all know that. ISIS is beheading, raping, and selling Christians. A Christian priest was kidnapped, held for ransom, and then chopped into pieces. And that this is gory, folks. And this is why I'm saying this in light of Secretary of State Kerry's comments. And the pieces of his body were then mailed to his family. For more than a year, ISIS jihadist armies have been on a bloody rampage, profiting from genocide and tracking down Christians for sale and slaughter. It kidnapped Christians and massacres Christians. Every single day, Secretary Kerry, Christians are dying. Every day, thousands. And at the ACLJ, we've been aggressively working in Congress and through our global affiliates, including in the region, to defend the persecuted Christians. We're going to play for you the sound from the statement from the Vicar of Baghdad, Canon Andrew White, where he talks about don't forget us. And then I'm going to do a direct call to action here, folks. We're having to fight the administration and protect Christians at the same time. Let's play that comment from the Vicar of Baghdad, Canon Andrew White, who, by the way, has been in our radio studio many, many times. And we're going to try to get that bite up and maybe get that photo up as well. Let's just go ahead with the bite.
What I really want to get across to the Christians around the world is don't forget us. We're your brothers and sisters. I say to you, please don't leave us. We need you.
We're going to take that clarion call right now, and I want everyone that's listening to this broadcast to add to that Saeed Abedini, Amir Hekmati, Robert Levinson, and Jason Rezaian. You go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition right now. We want to get this up into the 100,000s. Or go to 1-877-989-2255. We need you to take direct action today. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I urge you to call.
Sure, we got a comment quickly from Periscope. Tara asked, are we at war and don't know it?
I think we are at war. I think that, and Fan, you're right there in Washington. I think most people in Congress know it. The president's denying it because it cuts against his narrative. But I think most people realize we're in a real battle here. We're in a real war.
Well, I think the comments from Bob Menendez certainly indicate that he knows we're at war. He said that he doesn't want Iran to get a nuclear bomb. And if they do because of this deal, his name will not be on it. But then, you know, you have to look at the administration. It's like they're living under a rock. And, Jay, I had this conversation with a staffer yesterday. It gives you some insight on why this administration would sign a deal with the largest state sponsor of terrorism. It's because they do not think that the threat is significant enough to call this a war.
I mean, here you've got Democrat Bob Menendez. Let me play this bite number 14 for everybody. I mean, this is Bob Menendez this is a powerful statement. And again, this comes on the heel of the Chuck Schumer statement. So let's take a listen to what, again, another, I'm playing you Democrats here, folks, what Bob Menendez from New Jersey had to say.
The issue before the Congress in September is whether to vote to approve or disapprove the agreement struck by the president and our P5 partners with Iran. This is one of the most serious national security, nuclear non-proliferation arms control issues of our time. It is not an issue of supporting or opposing the president. This issue is much greater and graver than that.
These are very serious words. And Jordan, this from a Democrat senator, ranking member of some of the main committees on this. You've got Senator Schumer and you've got Senator Menendez both saying no. This is serious.
Yeah, it is serious. And this is what would create the momentum for the support against this to really grow. Yep. And swell inside the members of the president's own party. And so you have to look to these leaders. We have to be realistic about the political outcome here. Is this a calculated move worked on with the White House, saying, okay, this is the group that can come out and oppose this for their own political purposes, but it won't put this in jeopardy? Or are they trying to send a signal to other Democrat members of Congress, specifically in the Senate, to help them get to this the 60 threshold for cloture, to join us? And that is the question for these two senators. Are they just trying to make a soundbite, or are they really going to work against this deal?
Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110 on Facebook, on Periscope. We're here for another 30 minutes, so tell your friends, share this with your friends. On SiriusXM, you got the full broadcast. If you want to catch the next 30 minutes not carried on your local station, easy to do. Just go over to ACLJ.org or hop on a Periscope or Facebook. We'll be broadcasting it there. Folks, sign this petition. Stand with Christians being persecuted. Let's stop funding the jihadists. It's easy to do at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I urge you to make that call now. And don't forget, folks, we're in a matching challenge campaign. You're getting an email from us today. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110 in just a moment.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we've been aggressively working in Congress and through our global offices, including in the region, to defend persecuted Christians. We're leading the charge. Send a powerful message to the President and Congress. Stop the genocide of Christians. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. I mean, by the way, that song, as I said earlier, is Where I Stand. That's the acoustic version of the song done by the Jay Sekulow Band on Monday night, in that Monday night jam session that we've been broadcasting on Facebook and Periscope. We're going to include the more rock version of that song, the original version of that song. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. A lot of you were in there. Let's go right to the phones. So we've got a lot of people holding. And again, Facebook and Periscope, we'll get to your comments as well. But let's take a phone call.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tyrone calling from Maryland.
Hi, Tyrone.
Hi, Jay. I am very appalled at the arrogance of our president on this matter of this deal.
Yep.
And I am very afraid for not only my country and my family, but for Israel.
Yeah. So am I. And I thought about this the other day. I'm a grandfather. So, you think about this for your kids and your grandkids, and you say, we are unleashing a tyrant that has been at least restrained. And we're releasing this tyrant. And the tyrant is the Islamic Republic of Iran. And the question I'm going to run to Jordan and Than for quick comment is, there has to be political consequences to this decision, because this is a really serious decision.
Yeah, that's right. Now, the question is, will the administration just be complaining about this, or will they actually take steps to explain why this is still, if this is the okay way to operate moving forward, if countries are able to do this kind of business with Iran, sell these kind of systems to Iran, then we've got a real problem on our hands, the way that the sanctions that have been lifted. And Russia will say that there's a difference between aggressive weapons that are used for aggression, and defensive weapons.
Yeah.
But this is a system that if you put in place, it makes it much more difficult if Iran was to violate these agreements in the future to threaten them militarily, because they will have an advanced missile defense system in place.
I think it gives them time to create more danger, quite frankly, and I think that's the real problem here.
That's right. We got a comment from Emma on Periscope, said, it kind of feels like today's politics are so bad, it's as though Left Behind is playing live.
Yeah, the movie. Than, I think there is this sense of discouragement, because we're looking at the reality of the situation here. I mean, it's true, if the vote was today and we could have the vote, we would win. And the deal would be defeated. But that's not the reality of politics. So we've got a real job to do. Come September 1st or 2nd, and the week after the holiday, we're going to have to be on it, because that vote's going to come up when? Mid-September?
The deadline, Jay, is September 17th. I suspect that second week in September will be the first vote. But let me say this. I mean, I think the frustration is understandable, because how in the world can you only have two Senate Democrats that have come out against this, when you look around the world and you see Russia pivoting to support Iran, when you see, the foreign minister of Iran himself, Jordan quoted the Ayatollah, but the foreign minister also said that the nuclear deal has provided them with an historic opportunity to stand against the Zionist enemy. The members of the House and Senate, Jay, and this is the message we are sending to them, they have a sacred duty to defend the national security of the United States, regardless of whether they're for the president's party or against it. They have an individual sacred obligation to do that.
Yeah, we're going to take more calls after the break. I think we're getting close to the break here. We're going to play, by the way, for our Facebook and our Periscope audience, you're going to be able to see this, a video that deals with Iran's real intent, which is Jerusalem. People need to share it with their friends.
If you want to join us right now and see that video, all you got to do is log on to Facebook.com/JaySekulow. You'll see it's the first post for broadcasting live, also live on Periscope. Sign Jay Sekulow, that's the way to do it. And you can get that live right now. So if you're hearing this, log on right now, and you should meet up with the delay, and you'll be able to see it very soon.
Yeah, so we're going to do that right during the break that we're going to take in a moment. Folks, let me encourage you. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. But let me urge you to do a couple things today. One, ACLJ.org, we're in a matching challenge campaign. We're in the last 11 days here of it, and we're on goal, but we're not ahead of the goal, and I want to be ahead of this goal. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. That really helps us out. July and August, big months for our matching challenge campaign. Then we don't do it again until the end of the year. So again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You hear our hearts. And the plea that we have, and when we played the Vicar of Baghdad, Andrew White's statement, folks, support that petition. Sign it now at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment. Deep beneath,
ISIS, the Islamic State, is brutal beyond words. It's beheading, raping, and selling Christians. Hundreds of thousands of Christians have been forced to flee or die, to abandon their lives or allow their children to be sold as sex slaves. For more than a year now, the Islamic State's jihadist army has been on a bloody rampage, profiting from genocide and tracking down Christians for sale and slaughter. ISIS kidnaps Christians, it massacres them. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we've been aggressively working in Congress and through our global offices, including in the region, to defend persecuted Christians. We're leading the charge. Send a powerful message to the President and Congress. Stop the genocide of Christians. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. And while the world is
sleeping, welcome them for just believing. Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, at Jay Sekulow via Twitter and Periscope and Facebook mentions. We're thrilled to be able to use all of this technology to communicate during the hour here. It's been great for us, and I think you all have enjoyed it as well, and learning as far as getting information out. That's the idea. We were able to show it during the break here to our Facebook and Periscope audiences, a video that was produced. There was no audio, so I couldn't play it for radio, but that's why we did it during the commercial break.
A lot of people are asking, can you explain what that video was so people know?
So this is the Iranian army conquering Jerusalem. That's what it is.
In a very high quality, almost movie trailer like feel. It's pretty insane. If you get to see the video, and I'm sure we'll be able to post it somewhere. It's very high quality. It looks great. It looks like something you'd see on TV or even in a major motion picture. So that makes it even the more frightening. And I think a lot of people say that it's not these guys with handy cams out there making like bad looking grainy 8mm video or something.
Right. Jordan, you've been in the region, really deep into the region, and this anti-Israel issue with Iran, and the reason Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli government is so concerned about this, and we have an office, folks, in Jerusalem, so we deal with this every day. This is really serious.
Absolutely. And the uptick in the rhetoric post-deal, it just shows you the lack of anything comprehensive, any change coming out of Iran. You got tweets from Ayatollah saying, "We spare no opportunities to support anyone with the hashtag fighting the Zionist."
Yeah.
And so that tweet coming out yesterday, and it's that clear message that we will fund terrorism against Israel, which is a U.S. ally. So, again, it's fighting against U.S. interests. And we will fund anyone who wants to do that. We don't care what your specific religious belief is, so long as Israel is your enemy and your target.
Yeah, I think this is, look, that's the reality of the world that we live in, and that is the ideology that's motivating all of this. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yep, we got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go to Mike, who's calling from Oklahoma.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, Jay, my question is, do you think Israel might be getting ready to do a preemptive strike on Iran's nuclear side?
It's not so easy to do. I mean, look, I'm sure they're reviewing all the options. We know that it's not just, by the way, Israel. It's Saudi Arabia. It's Egypt. It's Jordan all working together, and they have all voiced their opposition. Remember when the president made that statement? I'm going to get the soundbite up. The president made the statement about, the whole world thinks this is great except for Israel. Everybody likes this deal except for the Israelis. And, But that's just factually not correct. And I hope that message, Than, is making it to Washington. That isn't just the – now, we know that a lot of the European Union and the Russians, of course, and the Chinese want to do business with Iran. But this is really serious in the region, and I hope that message is getting across. We certainly are putting it across to our contacts on Capitol Hill, which are extensive. But is that message being received by Congress?
Received, and frankly, Jay, I think it's being received even louder and clearer when entities like Russia, countries like Russia who are hostile to the United States, are then rallying behind Iran. But, you know, to the caller's last point, I think this is a fair question, because if Israel was forced to take action, where would the United States be? That question has been posed to the President of the United States, and he does not give an answer to that question.
No, and here's what the President said about, you know, everybody's thrilled with this except the Israelis, which is fundamentally not true. Listen to number this one from President Obama.
This deal is not just the best choice among alternatives. This is the strongest non-proliferation agreement ever negotiated. And because this is such a strong deal, every nation in the world that has commented publicly, with the exception of the Israeli government, has expressed support.
You know, that is fundamentally a lie. Because it's not just the Israelis. The Saudi Arabians don't like it. The Jordanians don't like it. The Egyptians don't like it. The Gulf State region does not like it. The Russians love it. And I read that in the beginning. Because they're sending missiles now. Right now. This very moment. So that is a false statement from the President of the United States. I just want to be crystal clear on that. We give you the law, the evidence, and the information, and that's just a falsehood.
That's right. We got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go back to the phones. Lori's calling on line three.
Hi, Lori.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. First, I want to thank you for everything you
Thanks.
Do. I love the ACLJ.
Thank you.
I have two questions. One question is there any kind of document that lists point by point the items within this deal and then counterpoints to refute it, because I think such a document would be really helpful. As an average citizen, I just hear sound bites.
We have on our website extensive briefing papers on the situation with Iran. So if you just type into the search engine Iran deal or nuclear deal, you'll get a lot of information which goes through a lot of the points here. ACLJ.org. So that information is available, Laurie. What was your second question?
My second question is, it seems to me that a lot of the things that President Obama is doing is aiding and abetting the enemy and going against America. Why can't he be impeached
because
for treason?
Because bad policies, horrible policies, are not impeachable offenses. It's a high crime or a misdemeanor. And these are bad political decisions in our view, but that look, there's a consequence to elections, and this is the consequence. All right, folks, we're taking more calls, more comments via Facebook, Periscope, Twitter at 1-800-684-3110. Anybody coming in via Twitter and Periscope with a question?
Sure, we got a lot of comments actually coming from both. Joe from Twitter said Iran buying missiles from Russia helps Russia financially with her territorial ambitions.
Yeah, well, Jordan, let's talk about that for a moment, because that is a really great question. We have an office, by the way, guess where? Moscow. We have a full operating office in Moscow. But, Jordan, the link between Iran and Russia is very, very serious right now. And this is getting – and it was serious before, but this has kind of given it the air of inevitability that this relationship would mature, and probably the Chinese involved in it as well.
That's right, and you have to remember the size of Russia and the scope that – this is in their backyard, and so they have an interest as well. We've created an interest, in a sense, of Russia cozying up to Iran, because in their backyard, another nuclear power is coming to play across the Caspian Sea, and you don't want them to necessarily have a negative view, so they're interested in starting this positive relationship with Iran, and they've continued this as much as possible. And they're going to argue that under the new sanctions, they can make a deal like this. And these are deals worth hundreds of millions, if not billions, of dollars. And it shows where this regime is. It's an economy in complete shambles. But they've got enough of a stranglehold on this country of 70 million that they can still use their resources on missile defense instead of taking care of their own people.
No, it's pretty unbelievable. Let's go ahead and take another phone call at 800-684-3110.
Right, let's go to Orlando, who's calling from New York. Quickly, Orlando. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Orlando.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Good.
I just want to give a quick opinion on this myself. And I'm thinking, Jay, what is going on here is that the United States is actually preparing for war. We are actually preparing the Iranians for war by giving them all of this money and allowing the Russian government to also sell them this armament. So to me, it looks like it's all a political game of just selling arms and military equipment.
I think, Orlando, you're right. I mean, this is coming out of a Jerusalem Post report. I read it earlier. As Iran made it clear, it will continue supporting proxies waging war against Israel and Iran, said Russia would soon provide its state-of-the-art S-300 anti-aircraft missiles. This was said by the Iranians. They're going counter. They met with Hezbollah. These meetings are ongoing. In fact, the Iranian foreign minister, Zarif, that was negotiating with Secretary of State Kerry, said this. After meeting with the head of Hezbollah, a terrorist organization, that the nuclear deal has provided an historic opportunity to stand against the Zionist entity. Jordan, those are the words from the negotiating partner in Iran.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so you've got this idea that with Iran, that they will support anyone who takes up opposition to Israel, and that includes terrorism, armed opposition, and fighting. So it's Hezbollah, which is Shia-backed and really a proxy of Iran, but it also includes Hamas and other terrorist groups in the region, anyone who will fight against Israel.
And I think then that is, we got 35 seconds here before the break. We've got to make that very clear to the Congress that the implications of this are really serious.
Yeah, the caller said the question is the United States preparing for war with Iran? That's not really the question. We know that Iran is preparing for war with the United States. The question is the United States ready to respond to that provocation?
Yeah, we're getting comments. A lot of comments are coming in via Facebook and Periscope. We're doing our best to keep up with them. Logan, what's the next one?
That's right. We got a lot of comments coming in on both Facebook and Periscope. Join us live. You can talk to us during the breaks. Karen just put on Facebook said our leaders have to be intentionally blind. It seems like they don't want to stop ISIS.
Yeah, well, the truth of the matter is it cuts against the narrative of the president. Thus, this is what you get when there's a vacuum and an absence of power. This is what happens in that region of the world. We're taking more of your calls when we come back at 800-684-3110. Don't forget to sign that petition to go after ISIS and the jihadist groups and get these Americans home. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Periscope, interesting comment. Historic opportunity for state-sponsored terrorism against the West. .. Bad deal. Bad deal it is. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with your comments and calls in just a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. ISIS, the Islamic State, is brutal beyond words. It's beheading, raping, and selling Christians. Hundreds of thousands of Christians have been forced to flee or die, to abandon their lives or allow their children to be sold as sex slaves. For more than a year now, the Islamic State's jihadist army has been on a bloody rampage, profiting from genocide and tracking down Christians for sale and slaughter. ISIS kidnaps Christians and massacres them. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we've been aggressively working in Congress and through our global offices in including in the region, to defend persecuted Christians. We're leading the charge. Send a powerful message to the President and Congress. Stop the genocide of Christians. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
And as I told our audience that watches us on Monday night in our live rehearsals, we're going to get that one back up in the song list pretty soon here and have it for you. Then walk everybody through what happens in September. So everybody, and I'm going to grab phone calls and comments, but walk us through it.
The deadline for the House and Senate to take the first vote on the resolution of disapproval, Jay, is September 17th. I think it will happen a few days in advance of that. I am convinced that the House will pass that resolution, but the first hurdle in the Senate is to actually overcome a filibuster. You have to get cloture, which means 60 votes. We have 56 votes in favor of that, so we need four more. If they get past cloture, Jay, they will pass it. They will send it to the president. He would likely veto it. And at that point, you would then need 67 votes in the United States Senate. But let's stay focused on getting 60 votes on cloture first, probably sometime that second week in September.
Yeah, I think the first goal was to get a majority in the United States. We knew we had the House, but to get a majority in the United States Senate, and we were able to get that. So that goal, number one, is done. Number two is going to be, as you said, getting to 60. But I need people to understand, the president of the United States is going to take action against a majority of the House and Senate, including Democrats and Republicans. So this is... it's pretty unbelievable. Let's go ahead and take a comment coming in via Periscope, and then we'll get some more calls.
That's right. Periscope, at Papa Rock said, if Israel attacks Iran, who does the president support?
I don't know. I mean, you'd hope it'd be Israel. But I don't know. I mean, this is the great dilemma of what we're doing. Jordan, I mean, there's no guarantee.
No, there's not. I mean, there's no guarantee that the U.S. would get involved, and that puts us in a dangerous spot. Not that they necessarily take up in opposition to Israel, but would they be there to defend, and would they be there to work with the other allies if Israel felt like they were in a position that they had to take some kind of action?
Yeah, and I think this is the real dilemma here.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Wendy's calling online four. Wendy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
I guess my major point is to say to those of us who oppose the deal that we feel like we don't have a voice, but there's one thing I think we need to do, and that is to let everybody know there's a lot of people in this country who don't love or like Israel anymore, and we need to let people know this is not an Israel problem. Every person in the world will be affected if this deal goes through, because it's a setup for World War III. And Iran has, we all know they want war because they believe it'll usher in their final imam.
Yeah, and they want to be the caliphate, by the way. The reason they want to go fight ISIS is they don't like the idea that Khalif Ibrahim has established the caliphate. But go ahead and finish Wednesday, Wendy. That's exactly the problem.
Well, and Russia wants war because, well, if Iran nukes some little obscure country just to see what the rest of the world will do, people that Americans have never heard of or something, nobody's going to use nukes against them, not even the crazy Russian.
Well, here's the reality. Okay, this is the reality. It depends on how you define World War III, because in one sense, you've got multi-governmental fighting going on right now. So it may be a soft war in the sense that it's not, you know, boots on the ground as such. But there is I think you're right in this part, the work up to a global conflict is heading right towards us, and these policies are not helping us in that situation. I appreciate the phone call.
All right, let's move on to another call. Sherry is calling on line six.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
All right, let's go back to Sherry. Let's put her on hold. We'll move on. Let's go to Donna, who's calling on line two.
Hi, Donna.
Hey there. Thank you so much for what you do. My question is, with all of this happening, why do the Jews in this country continue to support the Democratic Party?
Well, that's changed. I mean, I think that has changed significantly. I don't think like the Christian vote or any other group vote, they're not monolithic. And you've got Senator Schumer, who is Jewish, opposing this deal. And Jordan, I think it's fair to say that the reality is that you can't say the Jewish vote is monolithic anymore, always voting Democratic. There may be a majority, but there are Democrats that are opposing. This deal goes beyond party lines here.
That's right. And so that's important to point out is that there's a lot of other partisan issues that get involved in Democrat versus Republican, but this is one that has crossed over more than most issues during the Obama administration, where you've seen very high-profile members of the president's own party speak out. And I think it does cross over demographics. And so we're starting to see really the top foreign policy people, the most respected Democrats, some who are Jewish, in the United States Senate, opposing this deal, including in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, let me play. This is Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York, happens to be Jewish. This is what he said.
I have found when it's such a difficult decision as this one has been, you got to study it carefully, come up with a conclusion, not let pressure, politics, or party influence your decision, and then do the right thing as one sees it. Well, that's what I've done, and I will support the motion of disapproval against this agreement.
So, I mean, Than, that cuts against the political, you know, Jewish vote going this way, that way. I mean, this is cutting across all that.
I think Senator Schumer clearly listened to supporters of Israel, not just Jewish, but also otherwise, supporters of Israel as he made this decision. But what I would say to the caller, whether it's Republican or Democrat, if you are a supporter of Israel, if you want the United States to stand by Israel, this is the single most important vote that your United States senator will cast. And by the way, if someone like Senator Bennett or Senator Cardin or Senator Casey or Senator Donnelly tells you they are standing by Israel and they back this deal, you better think again.
All right, folks, go to acljdog.org. That's acljdog or 1-877-989-2255 and sign that petition. We also want this ISIS brutality stopped. We want Christians protected, and we want to stop funding jihadist regimes. And that certainly needs to stop immediately. acljdog or 1-877-989-2255. A lot of comments, tons of comments have been coming in by Facebook and Periscope. We're trying to keep up on them the best we can and summarize them the best we can.
Yeah, sorry for some of them passing through. We have thousands of people joining us, but we got one on Periscope right now that said, I hope that Menendez and Schumer are sharing concerns with fellow Democrats. And that's a question. How will that play out, and does that influence others?
Yeah, so Than and Jordan quickly here, really quick, here, give me like 15 seconds each. Are they kind of getting their view out there, or they just do a policy vote here?
Senator Menendez said he is specifically circulating his statement to others. I think it remains to be seen, Jay, how actively he is doing that. The caller's right. This needs to happen.
Jordan?
That's what we want to see is, will they actively work against this deal, not just verbally oppose it?
All right, let's go ahead. We're going to take the last call here really quickly.
Yep,
let's go to Mike.
Mike, you're on the air. You got like 20 seconds.
Hey,
go ahead.
Mike, go ahead.
Hi, thanks. I was curious. I really don't know myself. I'm not big on politics.
Yep.
But are any of these P5 plus one nation's allies of Israel?
No. I mean, they're supposed to be, but I don't think they're. Do we have the list of the P5 plus one? So, I mean, when you look at the P5 plus one, I mean, some of them are allies with Israel in the technical sense. I mean, the United States is supposed to be, allies with Israel. But the reality is it's the United Kingdom, and their anti-Semitism is on the rise there. It's France. Anti-Semitism is on the rise there. China and Russia, you got the answer on that. And Germany, who has actually had good relationships with them. But I think this puts all of that in real jeopardy. Thanks for the call, Mike. Thanks for all the comments that have come in, too, by Facebook and Periscope. It's been great. Folks, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that petition. But you're getting an email from me today, and I want you to respond to it. And that is, your matching contribution makes a huge difference. Go to ACLJ.org right now and donate any amount to the ACLJ we're getting a matching gift for, or you can call it in at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We urge you to do that. Our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, as is our book, Undemocratic, also available as well. We encourage you to pick those up. But again, support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. And again, signing on to those petitions to protect Christians facing brutality, aclj.org or 877-989-2255.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we've been aggressively working in Congress and through our global offices, including in the region, to defend persecuted Christians. We're leading the charge. Send a powerful message to the President and Congress. Stop the genocide of Christians. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.